Hello, everybody. Welcome to Already Cancelled.
Hello.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, feeling good.
Hey, exciting show today. We've got a little announcement to make. We'll do that in a couple of minutes' time. We're going to be covering what's trending around the world with What's Popping. What's her name again? Princess
something? Kate Middleton.
Oh, Kate Middleton.
I kept thinking
Diana. Well, but that's the old one.
Yeah, that's about 40 years ago, mate.
Yeah, so what's going on there? Yeah. I took a trip, took the kids to the Easter show. Oh, had a blast of a time.
I love the Easter show.
I'm done with the Easter show.
Why?
Oh, it's just, I don't know. Every time I think about the Easter show, I think about like ex-partners that I've gone with.
Oh.
And it's just like, is that the curse? Is it the Easter show curse?
It could be the
curse.
Every
person I've taken to the Easter show, I just don't end up being with forever.
Oh, well, let's find more about that. We'll dive into that because there's probably something going on there. Yaz spending a night out at the food trucks.
Yeah, so obviously during the holy month of Ramadan, to all our beautiful Muslim brothers and sisters celebrating out there, they're opening, you know, restaurants, cafes, food trucks all the way up until like 4 a.m. in the morning.
Wow.
Because obviously they're fasting during the day, yeah, so everyone likes to eat at night. I went down to one of the markets in Chester Hill, and I got bombarded.
Okay.
As soon as you pull the camera out, it's game over.
Oh, geez.
All right. So lots to cover, lots to dive into. Again, this is Already Cancelled. We record out of Hills Podcast Studio, beautiful place that we do this at. And man, I'm pumped for this announcement. So let's get straight to it.
Already Cancelled.
Already Cancelled.
Guys, this is a big move for us.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we launched, we wanted to provide as much content as we could.
Yes.
We hit out, at the start we were doing 6 episodes a week.
It was very ambitious.
Well, I think the thing about it was just being able to get content out there, getting episodes out there for you to just dive into, and you can just live within like the Key and Yaz of Nisha
universe.
Sphere. Yeah, the universe. Already cancelled universe. And it's slowly reduced its way down now. With last week we did 2. This week we are going off with 1 episode a week. And here's the reason why. We want to give you the absolute best of us.
Yes.
We put all our energies into this 1 episode that you can carry throughout your week. So a lot of the time you can only listen to a podcast where you're on public transport for half an hour. Maybe you don't get to finish an episode.
Yeah.
This is what's going to allow you to have the time throughout the week to get the full episode and be able to enjoy it in its entirety.
Yeah. And don't forget, we also have like so many episodes out as well at the moment, like on our wherever you listen to your podcast from. So there's so many to binge, you know, listen to.
Exactly.
Or watch.
In
on
fact,
YouTube.
There's 47 releases already up there, and we've been here for 2 months.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
That's pretty wild.
33 episodes and like about 12 or 15 bonuses. So there's a ton of content there for you. Of course, we're on Instagram as well. You can check out all our social videos. Some of it's our fun joke stuff, and the other stuff is also things from the podcast as well.
Yes.
So make sure you catch up and hit follow on our Instagram account. But yes, again, it's all about packing it with more laughs, packing it with more entertainment, surprise, twists.
Yep.
But again, the best content coming to you once a week, and it's going to be every single Tuesday as well.
Oh, how much do you love Kian selling something?
Okay, it's the best.
Seriously, do you prepare for it?
He doesn't, no way.
Like if you were to ask me to be like, all right, Yaz, you're in charge of telling everyone we're going down to 1 podcast, I would literally come here and be like, all right, guys, we've made the decision. 1 podcast. Hopefully you can do what you can with it. Enjoy it.
What do I imagine is I'm sitting in the car with the listener, who's our friend.
Yeah.
And I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, turning to them in Australia, they're on the left. And I'm just telling them. And I'm like, all right, I'm pumped. I'm like, we're doing this. We're heading. We're going. We know where we're going.
Yeah.
It's so
true.
You
know what I mean?
But Kian doesn't do it just for like, this is like, people have to understand, this is the essence of Kian. He doesn't do it just for like, oh, this is one thing that we're focusing on. I'm going to like try and sell it. Everything in his life is a sales pitch.
I'm a passionate guy. Forgive me. I'm a passionate man.
You're one of the best talkers I've ever come across in my life.
Thank you. Yeah. So mark this in your calendars. Set your alarms. And get ready for the ride. 1 episode a week. It's a big drop.
Yeah.
1 big drop a week. Okay, let's get straight to this stuff. Whilst we still got you here, headline stories, the latest and greatest around the world. What's popping?
Yeah, this one's a bit of a sad one though. So the disappearance of Kate Middleton, I think everyone has seen this, or a lot of people have seen this on the, you know, For You page newsfeed about what's going on. It's been explained, but there were a lot of conspiracy theories going on. So let's start from the beginning.
Let's start with who the hell Kate Middleton is, please.
So she's a Princess of Wales.
She's married.
Is she the
to
Aussie?
Charles? No,
she
no, she's married to William.
Yes.
Is she the Aussie chick?
Is she Aussie?
Hold on.
I don't know. One of them is an Aussie chick.
No, she's not Aussie. I don't believe she's Aussie.
Someone is Aussie. I don't know if it's like the Duchess of Dumont or some shit.
Yeah, so
Duke Dumont is a DJ, you idiot.
Okay, so she's married to William. You're right. Sorry.
So wait, she's not the Australian chick.
No.
Okay.
No, cool. She's not.
I have,
Australian.
Guys, you got to understand, I have no idea and no care in the world for the royal family.
Either do I.
I just regurgitate what I hear.
Yeah,
and a lot of people.
She's from the UK.
Yeah, she's from the UK, right? Yeah. But yeah, a lot of people don't care about the royals. I think what this story highlights, though, is a lot more, which we'll get into. But firstly, what happened was, and from my understanding, Kate Middleton came out at the beginning of the year and she said she had abdominal surgery, but then she disappeared.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And people were a bit confused because with abdominal surgery, people was, you know, speculating, saying it doesn't take that long.
To recover.
You know, 14 days, to, you know, might take to recover if it's minor or, you know, whatever. So people started, you know.
Speculating that they killed her and yeah.
There was a lot of stuff. And then a photo came out on March 10th from Kensington Palace. And it kind of circulated on the internet of the Princess of Wales smiling with her children in honor of Mother's Day in the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this picture would have marked only, I think it was like the second of only two public appearances by Kate since Christmas Day, which is weird because she was very much in the public
eye. Of course, it's part of a job, right?
But the problem with this photo was it was definitely photoshopped. And you know,
Photoshopped on it?
So Kate's ring was missing. That was the one thing that people picked up. And then also there was a Photoshop error with Princess Charlotte's sleeve in the photo.
Okay.
And like, it was very obvious. If you look into the error, you can see that there's a Photoshop error and it was a bit blurry. There's a lot of things going on. So then.
Did they use Fiverr for the Photoshop?
They might have used ChatGPT, we don't know.
Yeah, Dali.
Are we sure it was Photoshop? I'm looking at the photo, it doesn't look that bad.
No, so hold on.
And okay. Trust me, I'm a professional when it comes to Photoshop.
Look at there, like in between where her hand is.
Okay, in between where her hand is.
Yeah, you can see that where her hand is, you can see something's gone wrong with like the checkered print of the... of her daughter's shirt, I believe.
God, who spends that much time and analyzing these photos?
It looks fine. I really don't think it's Photoshopped. I'm so confused.
So, well, it is Photoshopped, but this is what happened, right? People started speculating, started saying all this stuff, and then Kensington Palace released a statement, which was an apology from essentially Kate Middleton. She was like, this is what you said. Like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I want to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So people were like-
Caught red-handed, has to admit it.
Well, yeah, and people were like, okay, this is now added an extra layer to like all the confusion. So then here were some of the conspiracy theories. People were like, you know, something's wrong with Kate's health. Perhaps her marriage to William was on the rocks and she was in hiding. People said she'd been killed, which is terrible, and she's been replaced by a body double.
Yeah,
of course. That's where the world goes.
But
right?
Then also the nasty memes started, like joke theories began, just terrible things, like, you know, people started saying, you know, which is – the nature of the internet. People take one thing and then they just
yeah, of course, gold. That's the internet.
You know, they want the best hot take. And then I don't know how long it has been since then. But
well,
I
you just says just, March 10, right?
I think it was January when she kind of disappeared. And December, you know, from December to January, there's only like two photos of her. So yeah, it would have been like a few months now.
Yeah.
She came out and did a public announcement where she explained that she's been diagnosed with cancer. And it was discovered in post-operative tests after her abdominal surgery, right? So obviously people feel terrible. I mean, it's so sad what she's going through. It's not fair.
Yeah, but she has the money to pay for treatment.
Yeah, but
and she will have the best doctors in the world take care of her.
No, I get that, but you
don't know what I mean? And the average person that has cancer doesn't have that.
Those things,
they're going to go sit there and have be pumped full of this chemical that literally destroys your body.
Yeah, but it's still
but it still
easy.
Heals, yeah, whatever. And it's not easy, but at the same time, like, look, the only reason a lot of people out there going, oh, I feel stupid or I feel bad or whatever, or people feel bad about, you know, teasing it and stuff. And look, unfortunately, that's just the way life is. You put yourself out there, you're going to cop some hate, you're going to cop some teasing. I cop about my neck beard all the time.
Yeah, but but hold on.
Hold on.
I still don't think it's
so like, if I came out and said I have cancer, are you going to feel sorry for me?
Of course.
Why?
What? But like it's okay.
Over 50% of people get cancer.
Yeah, and for every single person that, you know, has cancer, it's terrible. And I couldn't even imagine what it's like having to, one, be told that you've got that.
It'd be awful.
And then you don't even know like what the rest of you, like, you know, the rest of your life's going to look like. It would take your whole future from you. And especially the treatments are so rough. Yeah. Like, oh God, I couldn't even imagine. Like,
I watched my mother-in-law go through it.
Yeah.
And survive it. Yeah. And I watched a person deteriorate and then come back to life. I watched that happen.
Which is, thank God she was able to,
strength and stuff. And, you know, we thank God and we thank the fact that it's being taken care of and she's healing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it comes to someone like Kate, it's not about, oh, don't feel bad for her or anything. It's just about she's lucky. She's in a position where she can afford any type of treatment and might not even be chemo, right? Whatever treatment that is given to her by the professional doctors for the royal family in the UK.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to be okay, everyone.
No, but you don't know that. Like she might not respond well to the treatment. Like you don't know if she can survive this. I mean, I hope she does. Like, you know, like any person, I hope they do. But you don't know how she's responding to treatment. You don't know, you know, she has children, like she has a family. Like I feel for her. I feel for anyone who has to go through something like this, you know, whatever the disease or illness might be. And I just think sometimes, look, I get it. The internet it's a catch 22. Like it can be a wonderful place. And you know, I live on the internet with like a lot of content I make and there's so many great things I love about the internet. But then there's also that really dark side, like anything.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, just because we expect this to happen on the internet for people to make fun of things, it doesn't make it okay. I don't think it's right to bully people. I don't think it's right to, you know, just because they're a public person, oh, we should know what's going on in your life.
Is she being bullied? Oh, we're talking about pre-cancer announcement.
Yeah, they were teasing her and jokes and stuff about the photo.
Who cares? That's the internet. You want to be a public figure these days? Well, too bad. It comes with that shit.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
It doesn't matter who you are, whether you're royalty, whether you're an A-list celebrity, B-list celebrity, or a Z-list celebrity. Who gives a shit?
Mm.
You're on the internet. You're there for the public to do whatever the hell they want with you. There's no consequences online. That's what it is.
Yeah, but okay, I get that. But once again, you can still, you know, you can still mention when something wrong is happening.
But it's never going to change.
Yeah.
Unless they figure out a way to punish people for it, but then you lose your freedom of speech, don't you?
No, you shouldn't lose your freedom of speech. I agree. Like you should never be censored. People should be able to say, you know, for the most part, like what they're thinking. Because you'd rather know what people think than just go in the dark and do bad shit. But
you got to remember, negativity spreads faster than positivity.
Yeah.
And that's the world we live in, right? You'd rather gossip about someone that's, you'd rather gossip about something horrible than gossip about something that's good.
But you know what pisses me off though, and I want to say it, is that when I see content creators who like something terrible has happened, and then they just want to make the best hot take through a video and like get viral hits. It's a very sad situation. And then they'll just manipulate it to like get views and shares and likes. And they say, it's just comedy. I love dark humor and I love comedy, but there is a level where it's like, come on, man.
Cheap.
Like,
that's what it is. It's cheap. It's people that's trying to benefit off someone else's misfortune. That's cheap.
Yeah.
Right?
Like off the bat, like, oh, it's viral right now. It's trending this week. It's just happened yesterday. It doesn't matter. Let's like make the best video. And like, you know, and I look at that and I kind of go, yeah, there's content creation and then there's that.
Hold on for a second. Is that what we're doing right now?
What?
No, not really. We're reporting on something.
Okay, cool.
The reason why I wanted to talk about this was because of that fact. Because people always say, oh, it's fine, whatever. Like she's a royal anyway. Who cares? Like she's so lucky, you know, like she's, who cares about the royals? And it's not about that. It's just about the bigger picture
All this does is make her relatable, right? If up until this point, there's only one other member that's ever announced that's had cancer in the royal family. And that was Charles.
Charles, yeah.
Before that, There was never anything wrong. These guys, like Lorraine's a fanatic of The Crown show, The Crown on Netflix.
It's a good show.
She loves it. She watched the whole season and restarted and watched it again. Really? And I had to sit there and, oh my God. But I actually got caught up in it a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of the time, what Elizabeth was trying to achieve was a sense of superiority to the people. So she'd have someone that is employed to take care of the swans in the palace. Like that's a full-time job.
Is it?
Yeah. And to think that that's what separates and makes them superior. There was conspiracies around Queen Elizabeth actually having cancer, but she never announced it or never wanted to tell anyone. There was a conspiracy around that. Right. But then Charles has come in and said, no, we need to be more relatable, right? That's what that's how the story goes. This is what the discussion I was having with Lorraine. Anyhow, so now Charles comes out, he's got cancer. Kate's come out, she's got cancer. They're human beings. That's what it proves, that they are that now they are so much more relatable. She has cancer, that now means she's down to earth and she's here. Which leads to my next thing.
What?
Not my belief, but any conspiracy theory that is going off the back of body doubles and all that stuff, whatever. Is it just something that they've made up to make her more relatable, to save her? Like, could it be that they've made up? How do you 100% know?
Who would make up? Okay, well, there are some deranged people in the world.
How many people have made up the fact that they have cancer? Raise money, could that, and jet off to Puerto Rico.
I do not think Kate Middleton is making up that she has cancer. Imagine the backlash. Like, people would find-
No one will ever-
Yeah, but these guys have very much big influence on media as well.
People would find out. There are literally investigative journalists dedicated to the royals. Like, they would find that
and also paid by the royals.
Who are probably paid and on the books by the royals.
No way.
You need to not trust the world, and I've learned that. I've learned that the hard way.
Like, I agree. You need to take things with a grain of salt, but no, there's no way.
I can already see the headline to our podcast episode here. Does Kate Middleton actually have cancer?
No, this is terrible. And I don't want to start that. I don't even want to start that rumor. That's horrible.
It is like, let's just say, benefit of the doubt, she does have cancer.
I think she has it. And we're sitting here saying,
does she even have it?
Well, it's not what we're saying. It's just what thoughts have just arisen.
It's what Kian's saying.
In Kian's head.
I step away from this.
Yeah, but hold on. No, but again, guys, this is where we're meant to be completely 100% honest from our heart here.
Yeah,
I'm just saying what thoughts come to mind as someone that would be a conspiracy theorist, which I'm sort of
definitely.
One.
Definitely.
Sort of one of them.
So wait, is she going through chemo? Is that what she's doing?
She probably would have to. Unless there's other forms of treatment. And we all know the theories around chemo. Look, here's the thing, right? In a world that has products that are literally riddled with so much bad chemicals in all of our products that we use that literally cause cancer, to then go and get cancer, to then go and buy and pay for chemo, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars, if whatever, right? Could be up to.
Yeah.
It's just this big circle of profit for the pharmaceutical companies who also partnered with the companies that build the freaking soaps. So it's this big thing going on there.
I think she's going through a hard time.
Someone's knocking at the door saying, Kian, can you just go back inside and shut up? I'm just suggesting things. I don't believe it, everyone.
No, I believe what you said about the pharmaceutical companies. No doubt about
that.
Oh, yeah. I don't trust the big pharma at all. I think they're all corrupt, but... Anyway, I think Kate Middleton's going through a lot.
Look, at the end of the day, look, it's a human being that has children, it's married.
Does he say human being or does he say human being? I'm sorry, I have to address this.
Human being.
I've heard him say bean a few times, but I just let it slip. Because like it's when you send a quick human being, he does say bean.
He says bean. You're saying human being.
She's a human being, everyone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's going,
I'm trying to stop myself from cracking cancer jokes. I'm trying so hard.
Is that too soon?
I think it's too soon.
Yeah, but a comedian's going to come out there and crack a joke and they're going to kill it. And I'm going to be like, damn, that was my opportunity. But I'm not going to.
Yeah, don't seize that moment.
I could, right?
Maybe now, next week's episode.
God, I could say something right now.
No, don't say it. Kian, mute his mic.
Say it.
No, don't say it. Don't say it.
Avnisha scares me.
Yeah, good.
You guys both scare me these days.
Really?
Yeah, I thought coming onto this podcast, I'd be able to say whatever I want. I've been in trouble so many times. I want to say it.
That's not worth it. Anyway.
Okay, out of respect, I'm going to tell you guys out of respect, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
But if you go to our Instagram account, it'll be on our story.
No. But from now on, I'm actually not going to filter myself.
No, you never should.
Doesn't matter
what
we're talking about.
Never filter.
If you guys don't like it, we can cut it out.
Okay, this is
never filter, brother. Like, never.
Sometimes filter. Sometimes.
I just feel like this is what we're here for. What's our mission? Our mission is unfiltered stories, unfiltered conversation. That's our mission statement.
Yeah,
guys.
But like, okay, hold on. But life is like
a box of chocolates.
No.
Unfiltered there.
No, but the whole thing about filtering is like, you know, you should be honest, but
respectful.
Sometimes
respectful.
Respectful. Yeah, it's good 100%. To be a respectful person. A respectful human being.
Okay, we should let's wrap the story up. So yes, of course, she's a human being and she's going through cancer and that's a tragic story.
Yes, it's terrible.
And a lot of people feel bad about it.
So many people going through cancer.
That's
like,
right.
I still don't like whatever.
Mm.
Why is everyone so obsessed with the Royals?
I still don't get it as well. I think it's time. It's time that they just come back down off the throne and just be humans.
Yeah.
I went to the Easter show over the weekend.
I'm so jealous.
I took the kids.
What's it called? What's the actual full
the
name?
Royal, the Royal, Royal Sydney.
Everything's Easter. Royal. Everything's royal.
Oh my
royal.
God. Speaking of royal.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah, it's actually called the Royal Easter show.
Yeah, that's right.
What's known as the Easter
show? Oh, have I supported the Royals by going?
I don't know why it's called the Royal Easter show.
I don't know either.
Well, it was fantastic, everybody. Yes, I went with Lila, Evie, and my wife. And get this, the ultimate hack, the absolute ultimate hack. Mm. If you got kids, young kids, and you're going out to a place like the Easter show, any type of event like that.
Put them on a leash.
No, no. Don't bring a pram. Because you know, you usually just put a kid in a pram.
Yeah.
Get a beach wagon. You guys know the beach wagons?
The hell is a beach wagon?
So it's literally like a trailer. They sit in the trailer and you just pull it around. The greatest invention of all time for young families.
Where did you get that?
Oh, Lorraine got it from her work as a gift.
Wow.
Have you seen them? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, not at all.
You know when you go to the beach, have you ever seen those young families that pull the trailer and the kids are in there, all the towels and all this stuff?
I'm going to be honest with you. Don't think I've ever seen that.
Type in a beach wagon right now.
I am.
Yeah,
I'm
going to look it up too.
They're excellent.
Oh my God, you walked around the Easter show with that?
Yes.
You would have been the only one.
No, I wasn't.
Might as well take a Woolies trolley with you.
I saw people with, like they had shelters over the top of their beach wagons. And I was like, we need to get a shelter.
Wait, so there were a few people with beach wagons at the Easter show?
Heaps?
With
kids?
Like not a good, not heaps, but like a good majority of people. Yeah, with young kids.
Wow.
Because the last thing you want to do is push a pram. They're fighting to get out of the pram and all that stuff. Just whack them in the trailer.
Can't your kids just walk?
No, brother, because they just go, daddy, pick me up.
Say no.
And no,
because then they cry.
No. It's not how it works. Yeah, it's not that easy, bro.
They could run off.
Easy.
They could run off to like, oh
that's
my
what, that's what the leash is for.
No. Yeah, the leash is, no.
The leash is too much. I don't
because
like
the thing
leash.
Is you don't want to, with any type of thing for your kid, you don't want to restrict. You always want to encourage, but you also want to encourage safely. And this is the thing, you're free to move around the wagon. And when you get out, you know that you're out to walk. And when you need a rest and be picked up, you go back in the wagon.
Do you think this wagon could support an adult?
Yeah, 100%.
If Nisha's got ideas.
You can put your dog in it.
No, I was thinking, I want to go to the Easter show, maybe Jared can.
Honestly, that would be the greatest thing I've ever, if you can pull that off, that would be the greatest thing.
Yeah, I'm looking into this.
So
this is great.
We're hitting up the rides. We've got a family caricature drawing done. Look, it was a, what?
Caricature?
Is that what it's
caricature.
Called?
Caricature.
The hell is caricature?
You know when the artists draw your family?
It's called a caricature.
Pretty sure it's called character.
No, it's
a caricature.
It's not a word, guys. It's how do you spell caricature?
No, caricature. K-A-R-O-T.
Okay, no. See, one says C, one says K. What the hell is it?
Just think of the word character and then write Chutha at the end.
I'm going to...
It's C-A-R-I-C-A-T-U-R-E.
Caricature.
Why is it myself with the mic?
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, guys.
Off the rails at the moment.
You're such a caricature.
Yeah, she is. She's a living caricature.
What the hell is a caricature?
It's just a picture.
There's no word
remember
for
my
it.
30th?
It's literally not coming. Oh,
yes. If you remember my 30th birthday party, we had someone drawing pictures of people at the party.
They're called caricatures.
Remember? Remember that's. And did you get a drawing done? No, you didn't. You didn't have the time to. You just wanted to get in and out.
So a caricature is a rendered image showing the features of its subject in a simplified or exaggerated.
Exaggerated way. Yeah. So we had one done. Yeah. That was really because we rarely ever take family photos. So for us, it was like a big thing. We got that done. We got a photo with the Easter bunny.
Do you have a photo
bunny.
Of it?
No, it's at home.
Oh, I didn't take a photo anymore.
Oh, I should have taken it for us. Shit. I'll send it to the group. I'll send it to the group. We went around all the rides. The girls got their face painted. But what blew my mind and Lorraine's, the freaking show bags.
Oh, they're the best.
What the hell? I never knew. Like, I knew there was hype around it, but I thought, what? It's just a bag full of goodies. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I can just go make my own or buy whatever. You get there, and the entire, there's this whole pavilion of it, and they're cheap as, like, they're affordable.
Mm-hmm.
They're yeah. so affordable, and the stuff, it gets hectic.
But wait, yeah. is this the first time you're experiencing a show bag?
Yes.
Have you lived?
Have you never?
I've never purchased a show bag before.
I lived and breathed yeah. just to be at the Easter show to buy show bags.
That's what I'm saying. I never knew about, I didn't understand it. And then we go, oh, let's just go suss it out. And you walk in, you're like, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Any niche like you want, no matter what anything. Your hobby is, no matter what you they like have as a everything. Kid. Even for adults, I got some for adults.
Yeah.
I feel like niche, since I feel like me and you are quite well established in the world of
show bags.
Do you know what your favorite show bag was? I think me and you would have the same one. Okay, so I don't know why.
Usually now I just get the lolly bags, right?
Like, obviously, right? Yeah.
Because now I know how much of a rip off because obviously I went to the women's section. So like, you know how they've got like-
Women's Day and all that stuff.
Women's Day or the bags yeah. and then they give you like all these products. Sometimes I'll go and get like the, not makeup, but you get like face wash ones and stuff brands.
I was thinking when you were younger, you would have went for the tomboy ones. Like I would have thought you went
so
for-
when I was younger, I would go for more like the prank stuff, or you could get like the lollies.
Oh yeah, the magician bag. I saw a magician bag too.
Yeah. More toys oriented, but yeah. now I go for lollies.
It was always the mega show bag. That was the one I got, the mega show bag.
Oh, I didn't see, I saw someone have the bag. I didn't know where to get it from.
Did you buy one for yourself, Ken?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, I know what you would have picked out, you bastard.
No. I'm a selfless father.
Men's health.
I tried to find something that was interesting.
That's what came.
But I'm a selfless father. Nah. That wouldn't interest me.
Comes with a gym bag.
Nah, that wouldn't interest me. I got that. I wouldn't. That doesn't interest me.
Interesting.
I tried to encourage Lorraine to buy something as well, but no, we just ended up buying for the kids, and it was so cute. Like just them happy, and I didn't expect to spend. Look, it was a big day of spending.
Can I ask how much you actually spent?
We probably spent, including the tickets, about $600, $650.
That's actually not bad.
It's very dear.
I spent more with just two people.
Easily.
What are you spending on?
Do you know when I spent the most money on the Easter show?
Yeah.
When I took that piece of shit, the kid Leroy, when I took him to the Easter show when he was 15 years old.
Yeah.
He took advantage of me, the bastard. In my head, I'm like, all right, this kid's going to be a superstar. So I'll just invest in him.
I'll get him the mega show bag and that's it.
The superstar show bag.
Between me and my mate Nems, you know Nems.
Yeah.
I reckon me and him together probably spent $600-700 each on Leroy at the time. We're talking food, show bags, rides, everything.
I wouldn't even spend that now if he came and like
yeah, his status level
of like you're getting one bag, you're probably getting the lolly bag for $12.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
it.
Buy your own bloody bag.
Yeah, exactly.
Legit, I mean, he was 15, so I get that.
It was 15. He had never gone to the Easter show before.
Oh, he would have been so excited.
Imagine being a Sydney local and not going to the Easter show.
Well, that was me. Up until this weekend.
Yeah, so we took
My favorite thing about the Easter show and like any show that I've gone to, even in Brisbane, they do the Eka show or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's better than the Easter show. It's like, it was phenomenal. Anyway, my favorite thing to go to is the haunted house.
Right? Oh, really? You like that?
Yeah, because people like, I get so scared, but it's like an adrenaline rush when people chase you, right? And
I can chase you with a knife around here if you want.
It's a haunted house experience, right? Yeah. But I kid you not, I get so terrified to the point where like I've nearly cried a few times in the haunted house because I wanted to leave. I'm like, this is a bad idea. It happens every time, but I still can't help myself. I have to go each time. Because it's so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's like me with skydiving. I went once, I'm like, nah, I want to go again. I went and went again, and now I want to go my third time.
You want to go back?
I would love to do that. I'd love to do the podcast whilst skydiving.
I don't know how logistically that
would work. No, I reckon I'll make it work.
I'll be honest with you, I don't think I'll ever jump out of a plane.
It's the greatest thing you'll ever do.
Anything, I don't know if I've explained this to you guys before, but I feel like, imagine we're in a game, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're our own characters and you only get one life in this game.
Right.
And in the top left corner of your screen, there's a risk meter, right? Yeah. If there's anything that I do in life that brings that risk meter significantly up, I won't do it. So jumping out of a plane, I feel like the risk meter will like start tripping out.
Yeah, but more people die in a car accident than in a plane.
Yeah, but
you jump in a car.
But look at it as a percentile. That's what you got to look at.
Yeah, I guess. Right,
as a percentage kind of thing. Did you hear about the poor bloke that was in the in Melbourne, the hot air balloon?
Oh yeah!
Oh, I heard
that
about
happened last
you know
week?
What? That. The day before that, I told Lorraine, "I want to hop into a hot air balloon with you, and we'll go
nice
scene."
What happened to him again?
He fell out of it.
He fell out of it from like who knows how high up in the air, and he landed in someone's driveway.
Oh my god! Did they say how he fell out? Like
I'm sure they would have, or maybe it's an open investigation at the moment. I'm not sure.
Oh my God. Close
investigation. Yeah, it's awful, mate. Awful. Sorry to hear in his family.
But do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like anything can go wrong in these situations.
I think where you have less control, like I feel like when I'm in a car.
You have control. Yeah, I get it.
You don't, but at the same time, you kind of, like a little bit more than you would, for example, jumping out of a plane.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like I would have a bit more control.
Just anything. Like even, for example, we've got the Easter show, plenty of rides here. Yeah. I trust the rides. I know they go through a very
vigorous
test for especially the Australian market. But for example, if I was to go somewhere like India or somewhere in the Middle East that isn't like Dubai or Saudi Arabia, right? And I was to go to a theme park, I probably wouldn't go on these crazy rides.
What would be a crazy ride in the middle of the desert in Arabia? It would be a goat ride or something. It's not a camel ride.
Camels are hooked to chains.
That's horrible.
I don't know. And then you get to eat the camel after.
Oh, guys.
We'll
talk about
that.
Did you eat camel there?
Yeah. It's delicious.
You mentioned, Yaz, real quick, the curse of the Easter show for you and your love life.
Yeah.
Can you just elaborate there real quick before we jump onto the camel burgers?
Yeah. It might not just be love life. It might be relationships in general because obviously Leroy's disappeared out of my life.
Oh my God, yes.
So whoever I go and take to the Easter show with me, they end up leaving my life after like 6 months.
Oh my God.
And it happened with all my exes. And I'm talking about the 6 month period.
Yeah.
Easter show, 6 months later, broken up. Right. So first girlfriend, yes. Second girlfriend, yes. Third girlfriend, yes. Leroy, yes.
Four people.
It's crazy, eh? So I feel like anyone that I go and I like, oh, it's on me today and I spend the money on them and whatever and like, they're gone out of my life. The curse of the Easter show.
And it's all because of the Easter show.
I'm talking to a girl now, right? Beautiful, amazing girl. She wants to go to the Easter show.
Oh, no.
And I'm making every possible excuse I can not to go.
Just get her to watch this episode.
Yeah, just tell her.
Just say go in 30-ish minutes in.
Yeah.
And give it a watch.
Tell her about maybe that will somehow help you with it. Like if, I don't know, break the curse.
Or maybe I'll say to her, you pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking that. Let her take you.
You take me to this show, but I'll reimburse you somehow.
Yeah.
Come tax time or something.
They're reimbursing with cuddles or something.
Girls love cuddles. I have a feeling.
No, honestly, girls love cuddles. That is the secret code for any man.
They do, but they also don't like spending money.
Yaz just goes, I want this show.
They don't like being the provider.
Yaz goes in. Yaz goes in on the beach wagon.
Dragging me around.
Oh my God.
Well, let's get over to the camels, Yazzy. You went to the food trucks.
God, all right. So obviously my career started social media. It started on social media. It slingshot me into a position of success and I was really excited. And then I got really over social media. I haven't posted in a very long time. And if I do post something, it's usually a story or just something so dumb. Mm. I made a promise to myself last week, I'm going to start posting content again. Doesn't matter what the content is. It's just going to be me in front of the camera doing what I do best. At the moment now, it's obviously Ramadan, a holy month in the religion of Islam.
Yep.
And here in Sydney, and I'm sure across the whole world, it's a food frenzy. So if you don't know what Ramadan is, you fast from sunlight to sundown, and then once the sun goes down, you can then eat.
Well, that's that's easier when it comes daylight savings turned off because the sun goes down earlier.
Earlier, yeah. Well, so like depends. From 7 p.m., 6 p.m?
Around, I think just after 7, it changes every single day,
yeah.
But just after 7 is usually when you break your fast.
So would you be, if you were doing Ramadan, would you be watching sunrise, sunset times every day?
Yeah, I think there's somewhere, look, I'm not Muslim.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
trying.
I'm trying to give as much proper information without saying it wrong. But I'm pretty sure there's like a world time where they'll say, hey, just letting you know, the world time today is 7:12. That's when you can break your fast. So the whole world will break their fast at 7:12.
Okay. Does anyone in your family do Ramadan at all? Like, is anyone in your family?
No, I'm Christian. So my family's Christian.
Oh, even like your cousins and all of them as well? They're all
whole family's Christian.
Okay.
But you're friends.
Unless you're talking about like Firas, for example.
Yeah.
I call him my cousin, but we're not.
I actually thought you guys were cousins.
Yeah, no. Is that why you're asking the question?
Well, no, because, but also sometimes like, some people convert.
My whole family's Christian. Okay, but obviously being Jordanian, it's a 99% Muslim country. We do understand it a fair bit.
Yeah.
Firas is Muslim, Firas is fasting, and it is wild to watch it. Like,
yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know who Firas is, he just won Survivor Australia.
That's amazing. Australia, the bastard. Yeah. Oh, what a man.
Yeah.
And that's like one of the hardest shows I feel like you can win. But anyway, that's...
It's almost...
Like, well, he would have been doing Ramadan pretty much throughout that whole thing.
Was he?
Barely eating, yeah. Well, he wasn't actually doing it. Oh, okay. No.
Because when does the Ramadan start again?
It changes every year.
Okay.
It changes every year. Once again, don't know why.
So you went... Okay, so then you go to these night markets essentially.
Yeah, so I got hit up by a few night markets saying, hey man, come down, blah, blah, whatever. Now, obviously, usually on social media, I've got 1.2 million followers on TikTok, a couple hundred thousand on Facebook, Instagram, let's not talk about that. But I charge for this stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm going to try start doing food content or just like local content. I won't charge for this.
Why was it... Before you continue, why is it food content? Because you like...
I love food.
You've spoke, yeah, well, fair enough.
I don't know, I just love food.
Because like, no, but like you've done the, what do you call it? The puns, right? Yeah. That became really popular. Like doing
that for 6 years,
the pun
too
content.
Long.
Yeah. But then you did music content as well.
Never worked out properly, yeah.
But you're very set on the food content. Is that going to just be a thing now, just food?
No. So I was thinking, okay, one, I want my content to be localized. Right now it's not localized. It's very around the world. No matter where you are, you can enjoy the content.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do localized. I want to do food. It doesn't just have to be food. It could be anything that's an experience.
Yeah, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So last week I filmed, obviously the food one that we'll get into in a second. I filmed one at a shoe shop.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another food one this week. But we'll see where it takes us.
That's cool. I really don't know.
It's more just getting me in front of the camera and presenting something. That's what I'm trying to do. But yeah, I went to this food market. So I went to Mr. and Mrs. Potato. There's this crazy potato trend that's happening in Sydney right now that everyone's going crazy. And it originated in the UK. Have you guys ever seen Spudman in the UK?
I've heard of Spudman.
The only potato man I know of is from Toy Story.
So no, we're not
Mr. Potato
we're
Man.
We're not talking about Mr. Potato Head.
Get it right.
Close. We're not talking about Mr. Potato Head yet.
Well, I was tripping out because he has called me on Saturday night on his way to the market, food truck, whatever it would be called.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh man, I'm going to go get these potatoes. And I'm sitting there like.
Yeah, well, that's the
weird thing. All right, go get potatoes then.
That's the weird thing, right?
You called me to tell me he's going to go get potatoes. Oh, like this Arab. He's so Arab. He's such an Arab.
So the trend started in the UK, Spudman. Yeah. He's killing it on TikTok, a couple million followers. It's literally a food truck where they have steamed potatoes or hot potatoes, yum, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. They break it apart and they put toppings on top. So the OG is, which I had at Mr. and Mrs. Potato in Chester Hill here in Sydney.
Right.
It's potato.
Yeah.
They like crush it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put butter and they mix the butter in.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of butter. You can't have enough butter. No such thing as, you know, too much butter. And then baked beans on top.
Yeah,
oh,
yum.
Baked beans.
It sounds like a nice breakfast. That's what I'm saying. Type of thing.
Now, baked beans isn't everyone's cup of tea. I was raised in quite a white area. I'm white on the outside, Arab on the outside. Sorry, white on the inside, Arab on the outside. I love my baked beans.
I love it.
So I really enjoy it.
Is there no cheese, nothing?
That's just one of
the things. Oh, sorry, they do put cheese. Yeah, they do put cheese under it as well.
Okay.
But that's one thing. This guy wanted to make me everything. And I was like, no. I said, dude, I don't want to waste food. Just make me like three or four of your top.
Yeah,
I'll get
my
friends to come in and eat as well.
Yeah.
Oh, and this stuff was delicious.
Yeah.
Like I kind of-
I saw the video and it looked crazy.
What was the go with him feeding you? If you watch the video guys on Yaz's page, this guy was literally picking up the potato and putting it in Yaz's mouth.
I told him to feed me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And what, he just didn't-
He was like, gotcha, done.
No, I thought it was funny because the cameraman-
Yeah.
He started feeding
the cameraman too.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, he would feed you to the point where you actually can't take a breath. So it was like a scoop and before you can even chew and swallow, there's another scoop ready to go in your mouth, shoveling it in there. But then what happens?
So obviously is that the service that comes with it all the time or is it just-
Well, in the video itself, I said if you pay him extra, he'll feed you. Now, I'm not sure how truthful that was, but you know, ask and you shall find out if you go down. But yeah, I had this feeling because it's like a night market and- there's just food stores everywhere. I'm like, I'm going to get bombarded here. I know I am. And it's exactly what happened.
Mm.
So every single food stand, there was probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 food stands in this little alleyway.
Yeah.
Right. And as I'm recording one video, they're throwing other types of food at me. Right.
Oh, okay.
So it ended up being like a promo for this entire strip.
Right.
of food stands. It went from the potato to camel burger. Don't know if you guys have ever consumed camel.
I would love to hear about
that. Camel?
Yeah, of course.
I want to hear about that.
Amazing.
Camel I've always, when I drive through Punch Bowl, Bankstown area, I'd see the old camel burgers up on the sign drawn up there.
Have you tried camel?
Never tried it.
Do you guys what does it taste like? No, I'm okay.
If you bring it in, I'll have it.
We're not bringing it in. You have to have it fresh.
Oh, so it's got
to
be fresh.
You have to have it fresh. It's a burger.
Yeah.
It's made of camel. And I promise you, Nishi, it will be the best burger you've ever
you're
had
joking.
In your life.
You're joking.
I swear to God.
Did you do some Arab dancing then? You were full on.
Wait, what does it taste like though? Like if you had to explain.
It tastes like beef.
Okay.
I can't, it's juicy beef.
Okay.
It doesn't taste like anything else. The burger I had on the weekend, the camel burger I had, oh my God.
Yeah.
I could easily say, once again, not the biggest fan of burgers. Everyone knows this. The best burger I've ever had.
No way.
Swear to God. Delicious. Amazing. Anyways, and that was one thing. And then they threw some lamb kebabs.
I think there's a bit of a life hack here, Yaz.
I will never go hungry again.
Think of you listening. If you just got a camera, got your mate to come film you, run on down there, say you're doing content, you're going to get free food.
Oh, no one cared until they found out I had 1.2 million followers, to be honest with you. Everyone was like, and they're like, he's got 1.2. And they're like, oh, feed him.
But how did it, like you ate that much food, right?
I didn't eat that much.
Oh, you didn't?
I couldn't. Like I had to keep space because I knew more stuff, including dessert, including drinks. At one point I had 6 drinks in front of me.
Jeez, but people are just watching you. Like who is this?
There was a bit of a crowd, but it did get hard filming. So I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
A lot of people out of respect didn't want their wives or daughters to be filmed or be on the video.
Were they all Muslim, Islam?
Yeah, I think majority would have been. Now I'm not sure if that's a religious thing or if it's just a respect thing. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so hard to film and try not get anyone in the background.
Yeah.
You could probably blur them, but that's difficult to try.
It is. It's very difficult.
Annoying. Yeah.
But
Can I ask you what was the go with the horses? Because I saw the video and at the start, there's a man riding around on a horse it was the Wild Wild West.
I forgot about the horses. So
I saw horses at the Easter show. You saw horses at Greenacre.
In Western Sydney, yeah. So when I parked up, as I get out of the car, the first thing I see is 6 horses coming down the road, road.
What,
right?
full pelt or just?
Yeah. And in my head, I thought it was the officers, like police officers. You know, we have police officers here in Sydney that ride horses. Nope, just a bunch of locals
riding horses.
Full grown, massive horses.
Just on the road.
On the road. And I stopped and talked to one of them as well. And I was like, bro, is this legal? And he's like, yeah, bro. He's like, we'll pull up next to coppers and stuff and they'll take photos and whatever. He's like, as long as you follow the road rules, it's completely
legal. So you can, how do you indicate? What, you put your fingers out like someone on a bike?
I assume so, yeah.
That's crazy. You have to just
let them know that you're turning this way.
I have never seen
that
in
the world. You just have to follow the road rules. That's it.
Apparently so.
So even if you're going around a roundabout, you got to stick to the left, make sure you look to your left and right, go around the roundabout.
There's no way.
You're joking.
I've never seen this.
You're joking.
Have you not seen the videos, Nish?
No, I didn't see that video.
So riding a horse is legal.
Well, listen, I'm taking the word from a Lebo. I took the word of a Lebo on the back of a horse in the middle of the road.
Did you have his shirt off too?
Hold on. Horse riders can ride on any road unless a sign says they must not. They can ride 2 side by side as long as they're within 1.5 meters of each other.
Yeah.
More than 2 horse riders can ride side by side.
It's motorbike
that's
rules.
That's it. I'm making it. I am making a life bucket list goal right now.
Own a horse.
No.
Oh.
I want like 6 horses and a carriage to take me up the M5 and go through tolls.
Oh, I don't know about carriages and stuff. Maybe that's a whole different.
All right, I'll ride one horse then. I want to go horseback on the M5.
I think you can. It literally says they have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers, motorcycle riders, and bicycle riders.
No, that's what I'm saying.
This is crazy.
Nishi,
is this a worldwide thing?
I don't know. Nishi, I saw 6 horseback riders on horseback, right? And police drove past them. Like nothing.
I think 7 is not legal though, because they said that it can only be one by one.
I saw 6, so.
Okay, they're making their own rules. Yeah. That's crazy. And that's like from New South Wales, Transport Wales.
There you go.
Guys, I'm getting my horse license.
You don't need a horse license.
Do you guys want to come with me down to one of the night markets?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go.
Yes,
it's
please.
Pretty wild.
I'd love to go.
It's honestly pretty wild.
That's insane.
I don't think it's illegal anywhere. And when you think about it, it was horses before cars. So why would they make it illegal?
Wow.
It's true.
So it's true. To this day, you can ride a horse on any road in the world.
Yeah.
How many kilometers per hour can-
Providing
in a horse goes.
How much horsepower does it have? I don't know.
One
horsepower.
Yeah. No, but like how fast can a horse go? No, I'm so curious.
Hey, is that how horsepower is calculated, by the way?
Yeah. It's the calculation of the amount of horses it would take to generate that power.
Okay.
Bullshit. Are you making that up? You're guessing.
I'm not making it up.
You're guessing.
No, you're guessing.
It's something that I just think makes sense.
Well, unfortunately, we have to Google this.
So horsepower is the amount of horses it would take to generate the energy in that car.
Also, it says that the maximum a horse speed can go is 71 kilometers per hour.
That's quick.
That's cracker.
Yeah. I mean, like you can't go on the highway.
Well, you could go just as fast as a learner driver.
Yeah, you'd put L on your horse because-
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, but like learners, then you know you have to overtake, but if you've got the horse there, I mean, I guess you could overtake it.
Horsepower refers to the power an engine produces. It's calculated through the power needed to move 550 pounds 1 foot in 1 second, or by the power need to move 33,000 pounds 1 foot in 1 minute.
So equivalent to how much a horse weigh? How much does a horse weigh?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, average weight of a horse is 420 kilos. Wow.
I'm excited to get you guys to eat camel burger.
Yeah, I'll eat it for sure.
I'm so scared to eat a camel burger.
Dude, it's why? Because society tells you not to eat it?
No. I'm just really weird with food. Like I haven't tried many foods because I get the idea of it freaks me out. Like so for example,
what's the most normal thing you haven't tried?
Okay, like for example, kangaroo freaked me out for so long, right? And I was like, I'm not eating kangaroo. It's not happening. And then Jared made a kangaroo sausage roll for me and I didn't realize it was kangaroo.
And you loved it.
And he was like, oh, try this. And I ate it and obviously I had tomato sauce on it. So you
can't taste it.
Not too much, but I ate it and I was like, this is really yum. But then I was also like, weird. Like it had an aftertaste.
You can taste the difference with kangaroo, yeah. Right? When it comes to camel burgers, I promise you.
You can't
the only thing that you'll be able to comprehend is that it tastes better.
Can I tell you a wild fact about camels?
Mm.
Which country has the most camels?
Okay.
Sudan.
No.
It's not Australia. I know you want to say Australia.
It's Australia.
It's not.
Is it Australia?
Australia has the most wild camels in the world.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No. We have a
fact check, brother.
I will. We have a big population, but it's not the most camels.
It's the most wild camels in the world is in Australia.
Avnisha, who wins?
Our camels.
We have about 2.2 million camels in the wild. I already know this. Come on, bro. You're talking to an Arab here.
Okay. So.
Go from the bottom to the top.
Well, this is Wikipedia, so I don't trust Wikipedia. So let's go to somewhere else. okay, let's go.
It's not Australia. Australia will probably be like fourth or fifth.
It's the most in the world.
It's not.
Australia may now have the largest wild population of Arabian camels.
May.
Camelus dromedarius in the world. They live in most of Australia's desert.
Put your hands down.
Country, including the Great Sandy, Gibson, Great Victoria, no, and Simpson haven't. Deserts, as well as-
Australia has the largest population of feral camels.
No, you're wrong.
That's off Wikipedia.
I'm telling you, you're wrong. And firstly, you got to remember, Nisha just specifically said Arabian camels. That's actually a breed of camel.
We brought them here and then they went feral.
The Afghans did, yes.
Yeah, and they went feral. That.
Bro, my mate is a camel trainer.
World population review. Your mate's a camel trainer.
I told you this. He's a camel trainer in the Northern Territory. He just packed his shit one day and went to train camels. We were very confused.
Yeah, now this is what you do for a living.
I'm a camel trainer.
We should get him on the show.
That will be cool.
Yeah.
He can maybe
answer the questions.
Yeah, okay, cool.
All right, we'll organize that. But look, I'm looking at, you got camel population, but I'm looking at feral camel population. And you know who told me that?
Bro, there you go.
Do you know who told me that they have the most population in the world?
Who?
Eric Benner.
Eric Banner?
Yeah.
The actor?
Yeah.
Well, he's wrong.
He told me that.
He's wrong.
But
I don't care who told you that.
Why do we trust Eric Banner? Like why?
Guys,
why
does- look how simple this is. All I Googled, right? Was which country has the most camels?
No, but that's not what we're saying.
He's saying feral camels.
Feral camels. Camels that are wild.
Okay. Has the most-
Anyways, well, that's not what your first openings.
The most wild camels,
that
yes.
That was not your opening.
You're going to have to go back and watch it because that's exactly what I said.
Thank God this is recorded. And you know what? If you're wrong, what? If you're right, we're just going to continue. If you're wrong,
oh, bullshit.
Right what? Now, it's going to cut scene to you saying it in slow motion.
Okay, but if I'm right, you have to become a camel for one day. You have to do an episode dressed as a camel.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. Anyway, Somalia has 7 million camels. Just
Chad FYI. Has the most.
No, Chad Somalia, has the most. I think
no,
does.
Chad. Chad has 9.4 million. What's I'm on Chad? World Pop. Chad is a country.
Chad?
Yeah.
Chad is a country?
Yes, it is.
Have you not heard of Chad?
Shut up, both of you.
No, this is-
You don't know what Chad is.
You know what it is?
You know what it is?
It's the C words, caricature.
Yeah, yeah.
Chad.
Anything with CH.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
You believe in Christ though.
No, caricature doesn't have CH in it.
Wait, what? What oh is my Chad?
God, wait,
what?
It does. It does.
No, it doesn't. Character oh, C-A-R.
Derail, guys, derail.
Stop. What is Chad?
Chad is a country.
It's a country.
Where?
In Africa.
Avnisha, you knew this?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Wait, hold on. Let me just double check it's in Africa. I'm questioning
everything.
Chad, officially the Republic of Chad, is an independent state at the crossroads of North and Central Africa.
There you go. North Central. It's huge too.
The landlocked country is bordered by Libya.
Sudan, Egypt, Nigeria, the Central Africa Republic and Cameroon border it.
Yes.
So anyways.
Actually, not even Egypt. Sorry, ignore that. Egypt's not on that
so
list.
So Kian, just FYI, I just want to just repeat this. I'll just get back to it. If you did say wild camels,
yeah,
then yes, you are correct.
Thank you.
But if you said camels, which country has the most camels, Chad, which I know for a fact that's what you said.
No.
You're wrong.
If I said wild, you dress up as a camel. Yeah. If I didn't say wild, I'll dress up as a camel.
Done.
Done.
Either way, one of us are dressing up as a camel.
Done.
Win-win.
If you have a camel if you have a camel suit, please notify us on our Instagram and I'll wear it. Or Yaz will have to wear
it. I'm sure we can find a camel suit as well online. There's so many camel suits.
You know you're going to wear the camel suit, right?
Suits. You're going to wear it. Brother, you are going to wear it. I said the most wild camels in the world.
How confident? It's so funny because people are literally just rewinding and they got the answer already, but we can't do that right now because we're live.
But camel costume, I found it.
I'm stressing out a little bit.
I know, I'm 100% certain.
Nah, but I'm 100% wild. Certain I said wild as well.
So why are you stressing then?
Oh my God, it's so expensive.
Anymore. Well, obviously the loser pays for it too.
No, if someone has a camel suit, please.
The winner pays for it? No.
All right, move on. Let's just move on. We'll come back to that.
We'll come back to
let's just see who wins first and then we'll discuss the rest. Maybe you can donate us a camel suit. Maybe you give us a real camel. That'd be nice too.
I know someone that has a camel.
There you go.
Yeah, your camel trainer friend.
Oh no, I've known someone in Sydney that has a camel.
Well, in their backyard?
You could call it a backyard, sure.
Yeah. Sounds so shady.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they, is it a pet? Or is it for food?
No, sorry. We're talking about eating camels. No, they're not going to eat this camel. I don't think they have any plans to eat this camel.
I find it so weird that like people, no, I get it. It's like, that's what farming is. Sorry, I'm thinking out loud. I feel like if I had a farm and I was raising chickens.
You wouldn't be able to eat their chickens?
I can't, I'd name them all. It'd be too hard.
Yeah. Do you guys know the story about what my cousin did to his kids? Have I told you about
it? He ate his kids.
No. So he went to the auction and he bought like livestock auction and he bought a goat.
Right.
And he brought the goat home as a little baby goat, right?
Oh. Yeah.
And then they raised it for like 3 years.
No, don't say
years.
This.
And the kids were like, the kids were like best friends with this goat, right? They come home, play with the goat as if it was a pet. It was a pet, right?
Yeah.
For 4 years, you're raising a goat. Of course it's a pet.
And then one day they went to school and it was time to slaughter the goat. And he slaughtered the goat.
No.
He killed the goat.
No.
And he prepared it for dinner that night.
That's so messed up.
And the kids came home and they're like, where's the goat? And you know, the mum's there chopping up in the kitchen, getting ready for dinner. And the dad's like, it ran away. We don't know where it is. We're looking for it, whatever. The kids are bawling their eyes out, right? And they're crying for hours and then dinner comes along.
No.
And they're like still crying. They're going, I'm going to miss him.
Oh, that's so awful.
And they're like, do you think we'll ever find him?
Oh, no.
And they're eating the lamb.
Did they ever end up? Goat, did he ever end up?
Did he ever tell them?
Oh, I think they know now.
Oh, they would have been young.
Well, they definitely know now.
That's,
sorry, guys.
That's a betrayal. That's what you call betrayal.
That's a betrayal.
Well, are you going to tell the kids we're eating the goat? You're not.
But why eat the goat?
That's why he bought it.
That's his investment. So he would have spent all this money on food, on a house for it, on taking care of it to one day eat it. That would have been the goddamn best tasting goat of his life.
Yeah. Yeah. All the emotional attachment in the goat. Like that's so messed up.
But you know
up.
What? It would have been like the healthiest engagement of eating food because it's like we go and buy food from a supermarket that they sit in the factory and all the awful treatment it gets and the stress it gets.
Oh, he had a great life.
And then we go and consume that stress and that tension, right?
Mm.
Whereas with this goat, it would have had this carefree, beautiful life.
You didn't see it coming.
You consume that.
Can you imagine the poor little goat was like, oh, look, daddy's coming to play with me again
No,
today.
Don't say that. That's so sad.
And then
that's
he's like, come here.
Then here comes the sledgehammer.
Oh, that's a bit weird, Daddy. You don't usually play with that.
Stop. That's horrible. That's so sad.
It's sad. I would never be able to do it.
I couldn't do it.
I think I could do it.
Really? you could raise a goat for four years and then kill it.
Just like just on the pure basis of a life lesson, probably. But then it would be something that then would turn me away from eating meat. Do you know what I mean? Because you go through that journey.
You are the weirdest character.
Listen, all right? You go through the journey. You understand what it's like to have a pet that you can eat, mm-hmm. yeah? Then you get to the point where it's like, oh, I want to eat it now. Do I kill it and eat it? Well, no. Well, then why should I be doing that to any other animal?
Well, you're not. That's the thing. Ignorance is a bliss, right?
No, but you know what though? Like that's something that I contend with a lot is like I know that I couldn't go out and hunt. Like I know I couldn't do it because I'd feel really guilty. But then I can go
and
to
it.
My local market and just eat meat and buy meat or you know
because
whatever.
Because there's no face to that piece of meat.
No, I get that, but it makes it so much more worse, like wrong. Of I feel like just morally,
from
a moral standpoint, like it makes it so much more. I don't know, unethical for me to like be like. I can do this. It's so hypocritical.
It is. It's the biggest hypocritical thing that we do.
I've gone hunting and I hated it and I'll never go again.
Yeah.
But I'll still go to Woolies and buy a nice fat steak.
Yeah, it's a
conundrum.
It's a moral dilemma. That's what it is. But
I do love my meat. I do love my animals too, which is sad.
What animal could you kill and eat? I wouldn't be able to do a goat, but I'd probably be able to do a cow.
I can't kill a cow.
And it's the emotional attachment, bro.
But it's not a violent killing, just so you guys know. It's a procedure.
But you know cows are so loving. Like that's like have you seen
them? They're very emotional.
Have you noticed the right angled back of a cow? Huh? I saw so many cows at the Easter show.
Yeah.
And mind you, put the poo aside. The way that their back is and their legs is like full on right angle.
Yeah.
It's like someone cut them out of a piece of paper and put it like that. Have you seen it? You've never seen it?
Never noticed that.
I don't really examine the
And they were getting like full like number one sachets. I thought, oh, okay, sachets. So that must be if the straight edged back, right angled back cow.
Holy
must
crap.
Be like the full on.
Are they?
Yeah, search it up. Look how right angle it is.
Oh, shit. Huh. That's really right angled.
Cow.
It does look like they're cut out. This is not even an exaggeration.
Cow side profile.
Just see my cow. It comes up. It's.
Oh my god! They're just. They look like Lego blocks, bro.
Yeah.
They're just straight bricks. They look like bricks.
You could build a house of cows. Like you could literally put them like interlock them together.
In Holy theory, shit! You could be right,
bro. A cow's back is completely flat.
It's like it's a square.
It's a rectangle. It's a big rectangle. With massive titties.
It's really weird.
God, humans are strange, eh? Do you know in a parallel universe we eat dog and farm dog? And goats are probably our little pet dogs.
In other countries, yeah. In other countries. That happens, yes. All right, well, look. Lovely way to end it on that little factual thing about cows and their right-angled backs.
I'm going to do more research on horses. That's been an eye-opener for me today that you can have your horse on the road. So.
And I would love to be the one to take you guys to try some camel burgers.
And maybe. One of us will be dressing up as a camel.
There you go.
Lots and lots of fun stuff to come. So thank you for being here. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe. We are everywhere, YouTube, Insta, TikTok, and of course where you're listening to us from, whatever podcast platform you're listening to. And until next time, this time next week, have a great week.
See you guys.
Bye. See you later.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe, and don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.